NASA recently did something really cool. They streamed a high-definition video of a cat from space back to Earth. The video showed a cat named Tatis chasing a laser beam. What's even more amazing is that the video traveled a whopping 90 million miles, which is like going to the moon and back 80 times. NASA did this to test a new laser technology that could help us communicate better with faraway parts of our solar system. Tatis, the star of the video, belongs to someone who works at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California. The video was uploaded to a spacecraft launched by SpaceX and was streamed on the 11th of December. Even though the video had to travel such a long distance, it was actually transmitted faster than most internet connections we have on Earth. It was received by a telescope at the Palomar Observatory and then downloaded. From there, it was streamed to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and played in real time. The connection between the observatory and the laboratory was slower than the signal sending the video from space. NASA's design lab played a big role in showing off this technology, and everyone involved was really happy that the experiment was a success. You can find the video on YouTube, and it's pretty cool. They made it special by adding information about the mission and details about Tatis, like what breed he is, his heart rate, and his age. This project is part of NASA's mission to explore communication in deep space. They're trying to find ways to send more data from faraway places to Earth. Radio frequencies have a hard time sending high-quality images and videos over long distances, so NASA is working on using lasers to make communication better. They want to have more bandwidth to achieve their future exploration and science goals. NASA's achievement in sending a cat video from space using lasers is a big deal. It could change how we communicate during missions to other planets and help us send more data during space exploration. By pushing the limits of laser communication, NASA is making it easier to talk to faraway parts of our solar system.